on today's episode. Imagine if Jesus had not continued, if Jesus had stopped because he was feeling sad. From my journal to a microphone, this is a space where stories will be told, testimony will be shared, and lessons will be learned from my respective guest and myself. Welcome to Esther's Diary. I am excited that you're here. Hopefully this will be a space for you to be seen, to be heard, to be encouraged, to be lifted. I would like to share something with you. Today is my birthday. Help me wish myself a happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I am so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for another year on this beautiful world yet so chaotic. Grateful to God for his mercy, for his grace. Literally, if it wasn't him, I'll be somewhere in the ditch. That's where I'll be. But God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. So let's get to know me. I was born and raised in Burundi. I am the second child at home. I love anything that has to do with the relationship, love, drama. I love God with all my heart. I'll share my testimony one day because I grew up in a Christian home, but I didn't get to experience God until last year. God to another degree. Not the God of my parents, not the God of my aunt, not the God of my siblings, but the God of Esther. The God that came through in times of troubles. Yes. So I'll give you guys my testimony. Apart from that, I'm a mechanical engineering student at the U of M. I live in Canada. I've moved quite a lot in my life. I've lived in Tanzania for 3 years, lived in Belgium for 2 years. And then in 2020, I moved to Canada to pursue my degree in mechanical engineering. How is it being a mechanical engineering student? It has its ups and downs, but I wouldn't take any other degree because I don't know what I would do. So for me, honestly, it's so good. I would love to talk about it too. It'll be one of the stories that I'll share. I am also a content creator. I don't really like to refer myself as a content creator because I've just been doing this for the past 2 years, so it's kind of new. But yeah, you can refer me as a content creator. And now I have started this podcast, and I feel like even the content creation I started, it was all for this podcast to go live. So it's a bit about me. Let's get into today's topic. Been 3 weeks exactly since the new year started. Happy New Year. I know people have stopped saying that. It's very old, but yeah, Happy New Year to you, your family, your loved ones, to yourself. I hope it's going to be a beautiful yet amazing year. We pray that it's a year that you get to experience the goodness of God, what life has to offer, literally everything in between. And I hope you have already had your hints, but if you haven't, you're not alone. And if you have not started working towards your goals, your aspirations, it's okay, because I have not. This is officially me starting. This is my first project I'm putting there. So you're not alone. If you wanna do it, let's do it together. Clock in here and let's get into the new year's. By the time we come back in December, we'll testify, we'll share testimony stories on how God helped us reach our goals. I like to talk about how as humans we are always waiting for the biggest miracle before we start something new. What do I mean? Before I started this podcast, I prayed to God. I'm like, God, if you really want me to do this, provide the funds, provide the means, for someone come and pay for everything I need in order to start this. But God doesn't really work that way. He can, for sure, he can move mountains, he can fly over, but God is more interested with the people who are available than the people who have the right equipment. This is something I was like, okay, God, I'm going to do it. I'm just, because I prayed, I'm like, God, I'm available to you. So I'm going to do it as a sign of obedience. So we humans, including myself, we're always like living in fear, but like, oh my God, I'm not sure that this thing is for me. I'm not sure that I have to do this. I don't know where to start. So we are constantly living in fear. But one thing to remember is God gave us Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came to guide us. He came so that he can tell us what God is thinking about us, because in the Bible says, who knows better than the spirit of somebody? So the Holy Spirit knows Jesus more than soul. Our spirit knows us better. So God, Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can help us. So if you're connected to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is whispering something into your heart, is whispering a project in your heart, you only need to listen and obey. It might be like a big miracle, but don't always expect the biggest miracle before you can start something. So start where you are. Go do it scared, do it uncertain. Just invite God in everything you do. So invite God in this new year. Invite Him to be your guider. Invite Him to be your provider. And you will see the hand of God. You will see that God is not a man to lie. An example is Jesus Himself. When Jesus was almost going to be crucified, He went to the top of the mountain to pray. He cried to the Father because he was scared. He was like, oh my God. Imagining that he was like, oh God, I am scared. I don't know what to do. I am terrified. But he said, if it's your will, let this cup pass me. And if I cannot skip it, just sustain me. So if you are unsure or if you are scared, stop. Go to your Father. Go to God. Tell Him, God, hey, you gave me this project. I don't feel like doing it. I feel like this. I feel like that. After you're done, stand up and go to work. Because imagine if Jesus had not continued. If Jesus had stopped because He was feeling sad, He was feeling tired, there would be no salvation. So it's the same for us too. We have a dream. Work on. If we back up, there's nobody else. Will bring somebody else, but you will not have played your part, which will be the same as if Jesus had backed up from dying on the cross. There will be no salvation. So let's stand firm. He did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of mind sound, peace. So let's work with that. Also, if you have a project in your heart and you are doubting, is this even God's promise? Is this even God's will? Please read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It's a verse that says, if anything is pleasant, if anything has good repute, you should continually think on those things. You can replace things as work on. If the project you have is to glorify God, it does not put yourself in harm. It's something that is doable and it gives glory to God. That is exactly what you should do. You should continue doing that. Even if you don't have anybody supporting you, even if you're scared, even if you are terrified, even if there's nobody who's doing what you are doing, do it. Because God put it in your heart for a reason. So let's be encouraged. Let this year be a year where we walk with God, we walk with the Holy Spirit, we walk with Jesus and carry the cross, like carry the, we are the co-heirs of the Christ. So carry it. Let's just walk in that. I'm preaching to myself too, by the way, but because I'm preaching to myself too, but let's walk this year. Let's walk in that confidence. Let's shine in God's joy. So I hope this message, it was a little one, but I hope it blessed you because it did also bless me. I'll be releasing episode every Wednesday, so I hope to see you then and there. So thank you. Share, like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.